He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 476. I can't believe that the month of September is almost shot. I'm still back in August. Actually, I'm still back in July. And no, I still have not been able to fly to Rhode Island. I just don't know when I'm going to get back. It's been over a year since I've been there, and I really need to get back. I got to take care of some things there, but so be it. So be it. I am sick and tired, as I'm sure everyone is, of this COVID. It's driving me out of my skull, but hey, you can always watch the Gadget Professor relax and fall asleep, so that's a good thing. The Gadget Professor show is actually viewed in 172 countries around the world. I have no idea why, but thank you very much. I appreciate everybody watching our show. Of course, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will definitely try to answer all my email. And I think I'm all caught up with the email. So ask me your tech questions or advice on if you're going to buy something or whatever the case may be. And I'll be happy to try to give you an honest answer. Today we have it's a gadget that I've been using for a while, and you may not know that it exists, and you may not know why you would even need it. So today we're going to try to explain that to you. So let's get on to the gadget of the day, and this is actually a two-part gadget, if you will. We're going to talk about SSD drives, solid-state drive, SSD. Now, a lot of folks are used to having drives that are not solid state. Why? Because they've been around longer. They have a little motor in them. You probably can't see it, but you can hear it. Also, they are relatively inexpensive for sure. Compared to a solid state drive, they are significantly expensive. So why would you want a solid state drive? Well, that's a good question. First of all, you're not going to get the capacity that you would normally get in an external or internal hard drive. Typically, the internal SSD solid state drives are up to 1 terabyte. Occasionally, you'll find them if you look that they're 2 terabytes, but they're pretty expensive. They're about $240, $250. For that same $250, you can buy anywhere from an 8 to even a 10. I've seen 10 terabyte drives. So why would you want one? Well, let's take a look at our product camera here, and I'll try to show you what I'm talking about. Now, you're familiar with these types of drives. I have, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 of these, all different colors. This is actually orange. I know it looks yellow, but it's actually orange. This is a typical solid-state drive, non-solid-state drive. This is called My Passport. This particular drive is 5 terabytes, and I have another one. This is made by Seagate. This is blue. I keep backups here. You could see TGP, the Gadget Professor video backup, so everything is backed up. I'll also show you two crazy things that I do. You'll notice these two dots here. Those are Velcro dots, and I actually Velcro this. I stick this drive on top of my computer so it doesn't fall off and or slip, so I like that. Now, the reason I don't want this to fall off, because if you drop one of these hard drives, I can almost guarantee you that they're going to break. And I've had that happen so many times. They've slipped out of my hands. They've dropped on the floor. I have a tile floor here in the studio. And these things break all the time. And it's a pain in the neck. And there's a lot of data on these that I can't afford to lose these. They do not take shocks well, trust me. So that brings us to this little device. It looks the same, but this is actually an enclosure. This is an enclosure for a solid state hard drive. And these are very convenient. You're just going to snap this down and lift up. And they have a piece of foam here just to keep the drive steady. And right here, I'm going to pull this out very simply. Here is the solid state drive, and this is how you're going to buy it. This one happens to be a SanDisk drive, and this is 1 terabyte. Nothing fancy looking about it. It's going to clip in either to your laptop. This is what's typically inside the laptops today, or it will clip into the case. Here is the case. Nothing fancy, but I will call your attention to two things. One, it has a standard USB port, and it also has an on and off switch with a light. I like that. Some of these don't even have an on and off switch. So the question is, why would I want one of these? Why would I want to spend $87 for a 1 terabyte when I could spend $87 and get a 5 terabyte today? And that's essentially what they cost. Well, one of the reasons you want one of these solid state drives, and the main reason I want one of these, is I can drop it. I can smack it on whatever I want. These will not break. They're solid state. There's no new moving parts. There's no twirling sound to spin it up. There's nothing to spin up. It's solid state. So these will last a lot longer, but more importantly, if I drop this, it's not going to break. So I prefer to use these for any files, backup, photos, videos that I want to make sure and lessen the amount of error that if I drop it or someone else drops it, it's not going to break. These are also very light. So this is going to essentially insert into the case. And you have to purchase them separately. So the way this works is, here's the case. Again, it's real easy. You can see your slots right here. Let's get a better picture of that. You can see the slots right there. This is basically just going to tilt down and push in, and boom, you're done. They give you this piece of foam. If for nothing else, it just prevents this from moving, keeps it nice and solid. Inside the case, you're going to put the top on like so and just slide it. And you heard it snap in, I hope, and that's it. Now, I can put this in my pocket. I can drop it. I'm not worried about breaking it. It's light. It's lively. It's 1 terabyte, which is enough to suffice. If I want to spring for the money, I could buy a 2 terabyte. But I don't need it. 1 terabyte's fine. Now, I am going to call your attention once again to this USB, standard USB 3 port. I will also show you that most of the other drives, when you pull out the connector, you'll notice that it has a different pin configuration, if you will, a different jack. See the little slot right here? The other one does not have a slot. Now, you can buy these with different types of connectors, and we'll show you that. So let's go onto Amazon, and we'll take a look as to how you can purchase different types of connectors for these. Now, if you're not tech savvy, you want to pay special attention to that. So right now I'm going to buy, or I already bought, this particular hard drive. It's solid state, SSD, 1 terabyte, yada, yada, yada. It gets 4.5 stars from 2,000 people. So let's say we've made that purchase. Now you have the hard drive. Now you got to get a case because you want it to be external. Well, cases, they're all over the place in terms of cost. But what I will show you is that this particular case, this is made by Ugreen. You just, again, would snap that hard drive into this particular case. This is $17, but keep in mind, and this is whatever you want, they all work the same, that this particular output right now has a USB 3, but this is a C connector here, USB-C. So if you want the C connector, you would buy it as such. Here's one that has the typical, what I call, split USB 3 connector. You can buy that. And that might not be a bad idea, because most of the connectors that you get with the external drives use the same wire connector with that little split shaft in there. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just make sure you know what it is. And the one that I actually just showed you, was this Sabrent 2.5-inch USB 3 drive. This is, you know me, I usually would not spend the money. I buy something that's reliable and inexpensive. This is $9. This works great. I've had this for several years now, and I have zero complaints. I do like how easy it is to install the drive. It holds it in place quite well, and that little styrofoam piece does a good job. Now, the thing that's kind of kooky about this, and I didn't know this when I first bought it, was this particular drive, oddly enough, comes with a wire, comes with the cable that actually has two USB 3 ports on it. You see the little blue cable? It's the same on each end. And the jack right here, let's get rid of this here. The jack right here is USB 3. Now, it works fine, but I have to tell you, if I lose this cable right here, it's a bitch. I don't have any of those other cables. I don't have a spare. So right now, today, as my setup is, I would buy one with the split shaft, which is going to be, let's see here, which is going to be something like this. Okay, you can see that right there. See the split shaft? That's what I would recommend. That's what I would buy. But again, it's entirely up to you, whatever it is you want. So again, if you're looking for a situation where you can't afford to have that drive drop and break, and I'm not exaggerating, I have probably had that happen 10 times over the last 2 years. Sometimes I've dropped them, sometimes someone else has dropped them. I had one situation where something fell off a shelf and landed on the stupid drive, gave it a good shock, boom, that was it, it didn't work. So with these solid state drives, although they're significantly more expensive, they're significantly more reliable, and you will have a significantly less chance of this breaking, at least when you drop it. There's nothing to spin up. There's no moving parts. So these are going to last a long time. I do believe, in my opinion, that these will become a lot cheaper over the next 2-3 years. We shall see. So there we go. All right. Let's take a look at some apps of the day. I have some bizarre apps of the day, but they're all fun, they're all free. I will note before we start that some of these apps do contain in-app purchases if you so desire. You may or you may not. If you like the app and you like what further features you can use for purchase, then go ahead and do that. This app is very, very cool. If you have any kids, they're going to freak out with this app. It's free, totally free. There are no add-ins to buy. This is killer. This is called BeatWave 3. So if you are a frustrated or wannabe DJ, this is definitely the way you want to go. So it comes up with a very interesting user interface, as you could see right here. And all you do is push whatever phase that you want, whatever drum phase or beats that you want. You can arrange them for faster, slower, and I'll give you a little preview. I don't know if you can hear that, but this is what it looks like, and it will give you all kinds of crazy beeps and sweeps, and it's just an amazing app. And again, if you know anybody that's a DJ or wants to make music or is already a DJ and using music, this is a great add-on for free. This happens to be available on both platforms, the iOS and the Android operating system, so take a peek at that. Also, being in the DJ phase right now for folks, this is called the DJ app. This does have offer in purchases, but for free you get a lot of stuff here. This introduces the new Neutral Mix. This is a revolutionary technology to deconstruct and mix music based on cutting-edge artificial intelligence. You're going to get vocals, drums, instruments, all in real time for the first time ever. This is going to transform your iOS device into a full-featured DJ and music production system. Seamlessly integrate your music library. DJ also allows you to play your favorite playlists and songs, and it goes on, gets a 4.6 rating. This is really a nice app, and you will be freaked out by all the free things that you get with this app. Test it out. Okay. This next app, again, is similar to the other two, but yet different. This is an audio kit You've heard of synthesizers that make all kinds of crazy music. This is indeed that. There's no add-ins to buy. 4.9, this is a no-brainer. So I've given you three apps, and why I'm concentrating on the three music apps today, or apps that will allow you to build music, is because I know a lot of kids are home. This is great for teenagers. They will love this. And they're on the computer all day with trying to go to school. And I know that's not working. That's a whole nother story. But these three apps will definitely make their day ease up and get some of that frustration out, and they'll have a lot of fun and express a lot of creativity using these apps. All right, let's go on to some apps for us older folks, if you will. This app I started using about a month ago. It's totally free. It's called Double Take. This is an insane app. What it does is it allows you to take two videos at the same time. So what happens is your front camera and your rear camera are going to record simultaneously. And you can get some really cool things, especially if you're doing a documentary or a travel video, or you're giving some kind of lecture and you want to show a device while you're looking into the camera. This is it, and it works quite well, surprisingly. It only works on the newer iPhones, the iPhone 11 Pro, the Max, and up from there. It will work on the XR, by the way. So if you have a newer model phone, this is the app you'll want to check out. Very, very nice. Our next app is called Meteor. This is Internet Speed Tester. Everybody needs one of these, and you need it on your phone. This is available on both platforms. This app is going to tell you, and it's very accurate. This is the one I use. It's going to tell you how fast your internet speed is. It's going to tell you, are the apps that you have installed on your phone, are they going to run smoothly? It's going to test the app for performance, and it's also going to compare your location with different locations, such as if you're in a cafe or a Starbucks or at home or in your office. This is going to tell you accurately where you will get the fastest speed, and you'll be surprised. So this is a nice app. It's free. It will work over any Wi-Fi, 3G and 4G and LTE networks. It's very accurate. And if you're looking for an internet speed app, I would recommend this. It's called Meteor, and it's an internet speed test. Now, this next app, I just loaded on my phone, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 days ago. I kind of like it, to be honest with you. I'm still learning it. This is totally free. It's for the Apple, for your iOS. It's called Shortcuts. And what this will allow you to do is Siri Shortcuts deliver a quick way to get things done with your apps by just a tap or by asking Siri. The Shortcut apps enable you to create professional shortcuts with multiple steps from your favorite apps. Start from hundreds of examples in the gallery, or just drag and drop and create whatever it is you want. Shortcut comes with over 300 built-in actions and works from a zillion different apps that you have, including your contacts, your calendars, your maps, music, photos, camera, reminders, Safari, health, pretty much anything that you have. In addition, this is going to make animated GIFs for you, which is kind of cool. It will automatically make PDFs from your Safari browser. It does a lot of things. It will allow you to tweet whatever song you're listening to, if you like to tweet. It will allow you to Gmail images from your internet browser to whoever you want. And it does a lot of cool things. So it's definitely a very feature-packed, for sure, app, and it's definitely totally free. So load this up, experiment with it, and maybe next week, if I get a chance, I'll show you what my new screen looks like. But I definitely like it, and I think I have a lot of potential here to really make my phone more personal. Like you can just put Don and have a little picture of me and just hit it once and it will automatically dial, or you can tell Siri, dial Don. So this does a lot of cool things. Check it out. Now, this next app is kind of similar, but it's not really similar. They're in the same vein, if you will. This is called Launcher with multiple widgets. Launcher 5 is the biggest update yet to allow you to customize your iPhone home screen in ways you could never do before. Right now, this will work with the latest launch of iOS 14, and it's going to bring powerful widgets to the screen only on the iPhone. This is nice. You can have, with just a tap, on a widget. You can call, message, email, FaceTime the people that you contact most. You can get directions to specific locations or nearby businesses. You can quickly access your favorite websites, perform actions with a number of apps, run shortcuts, fire off canned email or email messages, tweet, and a lot more. Start playing your favorite music immediately with the music launcher. And it goes on and on and on. And you also could launch any app with one tap. So, again, similar in nature, but slightly different. Again, load this up. It's totally free. And I think you will enjoy all of these apps, quite frankly. They're all free. And I've tested all of them out. They all work really well. I've had no problems with any of them. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Remember, if you want, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to answer the email. And I will see everybody next Thursday. Stay safe.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.